They're both shleimim. They're the same min. One's larger. It means that everything else is the equal. So there's a mile of using a larger one. Again, but that's, the Mishmaru will point out, as we're talking about, again, that both of them are as nice, etc. Everything else is the same. There is a mile of a shalim. So the macabre, fascinating din. He doesn't have any lechem sholem, and he has two halves of a loaf, which for that reason were cut apart, but they're still intact. Okay, so it gives you the mile of a chashivas of making a brach on a sholem. If it looks like a sholem, it's nicer to put it together and make it look like a sholem. It's also the cover of the bracha to do that. Again, everything else is they're the same in, they're both sholem, they're both as nice. Okay, so but the same level, the type of flour, because, you know, as good or as bad. One's larger, use a larger one. Now, however, if the smaller one of the two is made with fine flour, which has been, the bran has been removed, and the gdala is not, you would make a bracha on the smaller one. The Magen Rav disagrees with this concept of the rekeach, of putting it together. On Shabbos, it's proper. It would be worthwhile to do that. But Shabbos, you can't use muktzah for this purpose. But if it's obvious that you're holding it together, then it means it's not obviously a sholem anymore. If you have another one which is really a sholem, you cannot use this one. We're talking about, you don't have anything else, so you might as well give it a mile of sholem. Gimel. Shnei gluskos ha-dvukim yachad shenefel. So you had two pieces of dough which were baked, which were stuck together when they were baking. And when you separated them, so when you pulled it apart, part of one of them remained attached to the other one. So the other one is a sholem plus a little bit extra. One of them is not a sholem anymore. So obviously you're going to be using the sholem. But so we have the sholem with this piece attached to it. It's better to remove that piece, because then it's very clear that it's a sholem. If you leave the piece there, it looks like it's partially cut. It's larger, but it's better to be sholem than being larger. So you should remove that. Since we prefer the mile of sholem, you should remove that extra piece. Okay?
I'm sorry, say that again. You should
remove the extra piece. So I have a roll and I have this little piece attached to it. So yeah. If it's all attached, I see this piece, half piece over here.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look sholem anymore because there's a half piece there. It's partially cut. So it's better to remove it, and then you can see very clearly that you have a sholem.
Yeah, but then don't you run the risk that if you pull off the extra piece, it might take part of the sholem with it?
So you do it carefully. Hagav l'yivsa mimenu b'mokam shahoyisa d'muka b'chaverta shasham niris kaprusa l'yivsa mimokam ha-shalem shabbat. In general, whenever we have two rolls which bake together and they touch each other, you separate them, so that spot looks a little bit different than the rest of the roll, which is totally baked. That spot is a little bit, so you should not cut from that. That spot looks like the,
it looks like the inside.
It looks like more like the inside. So that's, even though it's a sholem, but that looks more like a prusa part of it than the rest of it. So therefore, it makes sense to cut on the other side.
Prusa? What does prusa mean?
A part. It's a piece. We already pointed out Shalom is better than Gadol. So taking off the extra piece to make it smaller, but that's okay. Okay. So the case where it is really a sholem, but it looks like a prusa on one side, use the side which looks like a sholem. Of a prusa mamish and kapeta sheeps and mitzad hasholem with daishiyachtu minatzad. You have a prusa, let's say you have your last slice in the loaf. So on one side it's still sholem, and it hasn't been cut at all. So is there any mila of cutting from that side over the other side? So no, there's no mila. Because reality is it's a prusa. So where would you cut from? You'd cut from the part which is baked the best, which you said before, is the side. Pas sarim or pas kusmin. Okay, so now the conflict is between, we discussed, chitim versus kusmin, chitim versus sarim, and now we're dealing with pas sarim versus pas kusmin. So you have barley bread versus spelt bread. Mevorach al shal sarim, kimin shu mimin shiva. So the pasuk explicitly talks about chita v'sa'ara. Kusmin is not mentioned in the pasuk. Even though Chazal said that kusmin is considered a type of chitim, spelt is considered a type of wheat, but it's not. In some ways, it's different, and it's not explicit in the pasuk. So sa'ara has a mile over it. Albisha kusmin yafim, even though kusmin is actually better than sa'ara. Mr. Burr will say, so we're going to end up with a situation of chaviv. So we have the conflict between Chaviv and Shiva Saminim. So if I have a choice to make a bracha, again, the case like I said before is I plan to eat both of them during the meal. So I only plan to eat one, so I make the bracha on the one I'm planning to eat. Everything being equal, I don't care which way, one or the other, so then I should pick the one which would have the mila. But in the case of I plan to eat both during the meal, so make the bracha. And the one, so what's better? The one which I like better, but it's not from the seven Zion, the Shiva Saminim, or the Shiva Saminim, gets precedence.
I would think the Shiva Minim.
Right, so that's the Shulchan Aruch say. Now, new case. Pas Naki or Pas Kibur. If you have Pas, which is Naki, which means the flower has had all of the other stuff removed, they're the same type of grain. But one is Nikia, and one is Kibur. It still has the bran and stuff in the flour. So Mavarcha on Nikia, you would make a bracha on the Nikia, past the Nikia. Even though the past Kibur is larger. If both are Nikias, but Mazulavana B'Yersim is one of them is a more fine, it's wider flour. Mavarcha Lavana B'Yersim. But the more wide it is means the fact that the more fine it is. So, We give a mila to the one which is more fine. You mean shiva? Like Mishavur Yudbeis. Now the kusmin chashiv nami beklal shiva seminim the min chitim hu. So what are you saying? You're saying sarim is min shiva and the kusmin is not. Chazal say kusmin is a type of chitim and chit is in the pasuk and it's even earlier in the pasuk. Because the Torah seminim has kamalkum enam afurish be'adir b'kroah the shiva seminim chen sarim chashiv tvei mimena. But it's not explicit in the pasuk. And
it is even earlier in the pasuk than what? So,
chita is earlier than sarah, right? Chita is the
sarah. Yeah,
eris chita sarah. Right. So there, but since kusmin, even though it's considered a type of chitim, but it is its own distinct min, it's not mentioned in the pasuk. So sarah is more choshev. Al bishav kusmin yafim chaviv. Even though kusmin is better and it's more chaviv to him, still the man of the min shiva is other to the commandment of the siman aleph. Some of were the Yesharim and the Chaviv cut him. Some disagree and say no, that we give the Marla to the Chaviv. So the Ikrim Psak of the Shulchan Aruch over there is that the Shiva Seminim goes first, and some disagree. Fizat, Loi Mishkachas Din Zeh, Ki'im Mishishneim Shabim Be'en of me. According to that opinion, it's only they're both equal in his eyes. Then you know Kusmin Vishifon. So you have kusmin the spelt and shifrin, which is rye. The same enem for Russian bikra. So I would have a choice between some spelt bread versus rye bread. The rye bread over here means the modern day rye bread is not rye bread. It's mostly wheat bread with a little bit of rye thrown in. But their rye bread was rye bread. Okay, it was no wheat in it at all. It was just rye. So, which one's better over there? Kuzmin Adiv to Humin Chitim Mashivim Shivel Shul Shteim Minserim Shivin Adiv to Chaviv Tve. Okay, so Kuzmin Chazal say is considered a type of chita, and shiva is considered chazal is a type of sa'ara. So therefore, chita go, neither one's been forced in the krua. Kusmin, which is chita, will go before shiva, which is sa'ara. Let's say you have shiva and shibur l'shul, you have rye bread versus oat bread, which chazal say both of those are considered a type of sa'ara. So, shifon is adiv, shulchaviv tvei. People prefer rye bread over oat bread. Paskiya paskiber is shem inecho. They're the same species, but one is more naki. Even paskiber kosher b'minoi minanakiya. However, in a case where you had paskiber, but was a more kosher b'min, can chitim l'gabi sarim, sarim l'gabi kusmin, who kaidim? So the more kosher min will go first, even though it's kibur versus the other bread with flour, which is naki. So the halacha jimavork on the naki. But after kibur godamin, even though the kibur is larger, the malus and the kias is hotif. Mashar shleim shavim, shleimim or prusim. Either they're both shleimim or they're both prusim. Dima kibur levad shalim, who karim the nakiya, haprusa, v'chanal basifal. Even though the nakia is nicer, but if the milo of the kibur being sholim takes precedence. Okay, so now let's try and make a rule. Milo shivas aminim kadam achol. Shivas aminim gets precedence over any other milo. V'acharov milo hasholim, and then the second level of chashivas is sholim. V'acharov milo sanoki, v'acharov milo sagod. And you're Milas a Chaviv, I am a Sim Reshid Aleph. What's the halacha by Chaviv?
I see in Maisa Dirshu, note 7, he says that if you personally prefer one that's darker, because I was wondering about that today, especially a lot of people heard, like the wheat bread, that we don't say that batel paito daito eto koladam, that your personal chaviv is apparently, that he brings that to Shard Sian later on.
Well, I mean, take a look at the next of cotton. I think it's there already. Al levona v'afi mashniya gedolah mimeno. You'll still go on the levona. Im lo shu chaviv alav yoser. Unless the non levona is more chaviv. Now, what we have nowadays, we have the whole wheat. The whole wheat is not considered kiber. The whole wheat is considered not lavanda nakia, right? Because they don't leave the bran and stuff like that. They even the whole wheat is not really whole wheat. You probably can get some really really whole wheat stuff in some of these more
like Whole Foods or something like that.
Bakeries.
Right.
What?
Right, but in general, the whole wheat stuff is considered. Their naki was probably the equivalent of what we have as called whole wheat nowadays. That's probably what that's referring to as naki. Okay.
Now you have to pay more for what was poor man's bread then.
Right. Well, no, the poor man's bread in those days, they talk about black bread, there was sawdust in the black bread. I mean, it came out as a brick.
Sawdust
in the oven.
Somehow, okay. I doubt that there was sawdust in there.
Okay. Fine. Sif hay is interesting. Sif. Pas over kachovim nikia upas kibrusha yisrael. Now we say pas over kachovim. We don't mean actually pas over kachovim. We mean pas palter. A goy would bake in the form of as a baker, not as a private individual. So that bread, Passover chum is usher to eat. You can't eat the Passover of a private individual. He baked, even though it's totally kosher. Because I'll ask it, because then you're going to join him in his house and have meals with him, because this is the eker of the meal, and then the next thing you know, you're becoming too friendly. right? But paspalter, it's kosher bread made by a non-Jewish baker, and the Jew was not involved in any part of the process, not in the, not in making the fire, not in baking, etc. So that's called paspalter. So there's
paspalter.
Some that's called paspalter, right? That's paspalter, but the Shulchan Aruch is referring to that as paspalter kechovim, and it's naki.
It's
with fine flour. The pas kibir shay Yisrael, and we have bread which is made pas Yisrael, but it was kibir. So what's odif? So we said before that naki is a milo over kibir. Right? If you use a fine flour, that's a milo over the pas kibir, which has all the whole kernel in it. So what do we do? Zot shulchan aruch imenu nizam pas over kechavim. If this person is not makban and pas Yisrael, so he'll eat both of them. So then, mevoreich al ezeman shiyirtza. So each one has a milo. One has the milo being pas Yisrael, not pas palter. One has the milo being naki. So whatever you want to do is fine. Now, v'im hunizim mi pas over kechavim. If he personally does not eat pas over kechavim, so then we would like him to make the brach on the pas Yisrael, but the pas Yisrael is kibir. So the best thing to do is. Take it off the table.
What does kibir mean again?
Kibir means they would grind the whole kernel. And they would not remove the.
So it's what we would call whole wheat. Or
what do you call whole wheat? It was even more whole wheat than our whole wheat. Yeah, it has a bran in it still. Okay. Now, what about the following scenario? The Balabayas he eats paspalter. See, he doesn't like the kibir bread. He prefers the nakia bread, and he's not makban on it. So that's his plan. He has no intention at all to eat the pas Yisrael, which is kibir. But the other members of the house that will be eating the other one. And both are on the table. He's going to be eating from one, they're going to be eating from the other. So, even though he said he can't take it, not to take it away, because this is what everybody will be eating the meal from. But he needs to start pass. He's only planning to use that pass. He's one who's being Batseya, so that's what he has to do. Let's say the opposite. So we have Yisrael who's makbet on pass palter. He doesn't need pass palter. We have a guest who does eat pass palter. The Balabais is planning to eat the bread. Which is his plan is to eat the bread, which is pas Yisrael and kibir. His guest is not makban pas palter. He's going to give the nice bread to the pas noki shalakum. He's being betzayer for the meal. Kibin the mitzvah will tell us al balabayis. He has a mitzvah to be moitzi his guest and to feed his guest the nice one. Therefore, yivtzim in a yofa shalom kachavim. He does not, even though he's makber normally not to eat paspalter, in this situation he should make the brach on the paspalter and give the paspalter to his guests. And furthermore, he became a short libsoya hutra the cholasuda. Once he's allowed to eat that for the bracha, he's allowed, even though he's normally makber on pas Yisrael, he can eat this the paspalter for the rest of the meal. Now, the reason why you'd be mad at him is because it's much nicer bread. Well, that's only if he personally thinks it's nicer. If he doesn't think, leaving out any isurim, he just doesn't like the flavor better. So then he has no chiyuv to use that for the bracha. It's a fascinating din of the importance of Hakadosh's Orchim. It allows him to be matter his normal hakpada of pas. Of pas palter in order to feed his guest who's not makban on it because it's a much nicer item. Okay, says the Mishabura Yud Zayin, pas of a gilulim nakia. Al v'shavim pshita bas Yisrael kadam avarchalot. If they're the same type of flour, everything else is the same. So pas Yisrael has a milah. So now we have pasiso, which is not such fine flour, and paspalta, which is fine flour. So the lach is, and you eat either one, so you can make a brach on either one. Each one has something not better about it. Zeshu pas Yisrael, pasakim l'tira l'midoichik, chazar matar pasakim, because it was necessary, but pas Yisrael is preferred. Zeshu naki, the other one is naki. So now let's say he's makban on pas palter, not the pas palter. He's removed the pas Naki of the palter off the table. Mishabur your test. Din zanavem bin diri hasar mikutsi. Rith halacha is based on the halacha of the sar mikutsi. Shakoshash. Shim yiyem munach ala shulchan yiyem be'ez habracha chaviv ala v'nei shunakiyya. If he'll see it, he'll desire it, because it's more chaviv. V'echshay shistarach l'varach ala b'nei zeh. And therefore, there's a loch of chaviva. He should say a bracha on it. They're saying that since you're not trying to eat it anyway, even though you look at it, I say it really looks kishmak. It looks supposed better than my stuff, but I'm not eating it. So the mile of making bracha on chaviv is only because you're planning to eat that item. I'm not planning to eat the item. So there's no din of chaviv, even though taki is more chaviv. You know, but so what?
Are we going to speak about, like, if you're not in a balabai situation? Like, if you're, I mean, I guess they didn't have restaurants back then as much, but, like, if you have a couple of restaurants, like, one has pasta shell bread, the other doesn't, or pizza or something.
Well, he's not getting involved in whether you should be makban pasta shell or not. He's just saying, he's giving cases when a person was already.
Right.
Yeah, the pasta shell issue, whether you should be makban or not, that's the other day in 70 Kufi Bays.
Uh-huh.
Right? You know, right? But he's saying, whatever hanaga you've been makabel, let's figure out how to plays out now in your house. Okay. Chaf. Now, if the balabais is not machmer on paspalter, he's not careful from paspalter, and he's planning to eat the paspalter, which is nice, which is a nicer loaf than the pas Yisrael. But his bnei beis are going to be eating from the pas Yisrael, and they're both on the table, so he will still be mavorich on the pas nikia of the akum. Vein died to pirish. Daf the reshesif cause of the mavorich alayzer sheirt. So we said before, you can make a brach on either one you want. I know hechel shem died to lechol was to the mishnah. You plan to eat both during the meal. I was eshen died to lechol klal rak pas evigil with him. He has no intention to eat the loaf at all. Zain tzarach mavorich al pas acher av shu koshiv tvei. So. Even if it be halachically choshev, if I'm not planning to eat it, I'm not planning to eat it, I'm not planning to eat it. So Kavu Chermer over here, which is a shiurza, I have no din at all to be mavork on the other one. Now taking a step weiter, but he's being moitzi them. They're machmer dafgran pas Yisrael. Come on, keep in the hu eno chovetz lechol elazet vua balabayis vua ikur mazina basrei mavork al pas shuachol. Okay. So now, Nudin, if you have a guest and the balabais is machmer on pas natid pas palter, and the guest is not machmer, and the bread of the pas palter bread is better bread. So the lach is, since the balabais has the mitzvah ala balabais chafalev pirish, he has the mitzvah the varach lahotzi as acher mibrichas. He's being much everybody with the brach. Because he's supposed to be the one who makes the bracha, because he'll give out generous portions. Kibush areich yoichel mipas over gelulim shul yafa benaki. The areich is not machmer on pas palter. He's willing to eat the pas palter. He wants the better bread. So you should give him the better bread. So therefore, he tira lo gamkein le balabais leib soya al pashal galulim, they cover the reich. So in honor of the reich should get the bread that he wants. That's what should make the bracha on the balabais, to make the bracha on that as well. Avalei reich enu mutter klal le mishad isa bipasav galulim mevarach al pasazet. But if a person normally machber on his own, when there's no guest there, So he can't change his mind. You should take off the table. This is all talking about if the Baal HaBayis is being moitzi the guest. Each person making his own bracha, he's going to make a bracha on their food. So the Baal HaBayis is machmer and pas Yisrael. The guest is eats pas palter, so the guest will make a bracha on pas palter. The bais will make a bracha on pas Yisrael. Nowadays, in general, people are not mitzi. The other each person makes their own bracha.
I don't understand the advantage of taking the sheet of taking off the where he is, doesn't eat, where he is zahir.
Right. So that's the Sarmi Kutzi argues, but the mice it's much more geshmak of bread. So he's sitting there, with his. We'll make an extreme case. It's dried out, hard pas Yisrael, and there's a geshmak of freshly baked, smelling. So there's a chavivus there. So he says, he's arguing you shouldn't have it on the table because then you're basically ignoring the ma'alu chavivus. So that's where the achronim argue. Yeah, but you're not planning, the chavivus is only ma'alu if you're planning to eat it. Since he's machmer, he won't eat it. So the Sarmi Kutzi is saying that Adarab, the chiv of chavivus would be mechayiv you to override your chumra and eat it. You don't want to do that, so take it off the table.
Right, that's assuming that it's chavi. I mean, if he likes.
The case was the pas.
Extreme, but if.
But the case was here was the pas palter was Nakia, and the pas was keeper. We all go back on that case.
Right.
The average person would consider that chaviva.
But he says in the first case that he could, if he would eat from either, he can make it on whichever one he wants.
Right.
Which means in that case, he'd be making it on the. He could potentially be making on the Pas Yisrael, which is not as nice, for whatever reason. And he says, he says to himself, even though I'll eat the Pas Palter, but I prefer to make the bracha on the Pas Yisrael, even though the other one's nicer. So we're not saying there that he should take it off. He just says whichever one he wants.
So that is a good question. That is a problem which I don't have an answer to. I have the same problem. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. Chav Beis. Amen Chaviv. Now this is all talking about that the Baal HaBayis will switch to the Pas Akum, the Pas Palter, because that's what the guest is going to eat. The reason why that's true is only in conjunction with the fact that there's a chavivus there. But even if there wouldn't be an issue of pas palter, he just doesn't like that type of bread, whatever reason, so he has no mind of chavivus, he should make his bracha on his own bread, on the pas Yisrael. Batsimi agrees that he prefers this bread. Just he doesn't want to eat it because of the halachic issue. See, Tirlo coming there, Archim. Therefore, because of the Archim, we'll say we mount to that. Well, Imenu Chabim will have Batsim paset. Imenu Chabim, but he has no interest in it. See, he's not mechayev to make a bracha because his guest wants it. Yivorcha Peter shares. He'll make a bracha on the pas Yisrael. Mishmar sort of like stuck in Peter Hakshera, like. I referred to the Pas Yisrael as being the kosher one. Okay, now, Sivov, start from this. This will basically take us to the end of the simon. It's a complicated simon. Okay. There we'll see in the next Sif, in Siv Zayin, and the Shulchan Aruch defines something called Pas Bekistan. The Pas Bekistan is an interesting concept. So let's take the simplest understanding of Pas Bekistan. Pas Bekistan means Chazal came along and said we have items which you bake and you make them similar to the way you make bread. So in some way they're bread, they're pas. But the nature of these types of things which are baked is opposed to eating them as the mainstay of a meal, which would be the normal way to eat bread. With the chashiv, you eat them more along the way as a dessert or a snack or as a side item, etc., as opposed to the mainstay of the meal. So they're pas, because they're baked like bread, but the nature of how they're used is different than pas. So the mile of pas, which gets hamoitzi, and becomes the, it's the bracha, which is moitzi, it includes everything in the meal, everything is considered secondary to the bread, is because the bread functions in a certain way. But this bread, which is not functioning in a certain way, it's not functioning as the mainstay of the meal, so it cannot get a moitzi. You don't have to wash on it. And it's not considered primary in the meal, that everything else is considered secondary to it, and therefore you don't make a bracha on that, and you moitzi everything else. Let's say you take that bread and you eat it in a way where it becomes the mainstay of the meal. You eat a large amount of it, so then it goes back to being bread. Well, if it's bread, you have to wash your hands, you say moitzi, it's the mainstay of the meal, you have to bench, all those halachas will go back. So that's what's referred to as pas b'kisson. The actual definition of pas b'kisson, the Shulchan Aruch will bring 2.5 pshatim.
2.5.
Yeah. Right. We'll see that there's 3 pshatim over there. Now, but what we're going to see over here is that first, before telling me what it is, what are the different types of pas b'kisson, what are the general rules about it? So, Zakhtim Makhavet Sivvav. Pas b'kisson. So, pas, which is used more like a snack type of item as opposed to a meal item. So it remains mezonos. It doesn't get the cheshivas of bread. You don't wash your hands. You don't say mochi. You don't bench. Okay? If, however, the person would consume enough of this possible kiss that people in general would make a meal out of this amount, even though he personally, did not feel that was a whole meal, he's not surveyor from it, but people in general would make a meal out of that amount, then you have to wash your hands, say amotzi, and if to bench. Now, what about the following scenario that you change your mind? You started the meal planning to only have a little bit of the possible of a kistan, and therefore berech v'rebine mezonos, and you therefore said mezonos. That he ended up eating more than he had originally intended, and he ate the full amount which people normally would make a meal out of it. So you work a lot berech mezonos and not bishul berech hamotzi tchila. So now it's bread. You have to bench. You didn't say a moitzi. You didn't say a moitzi. But the mice said you ate that amount. That's called you ate it as a bread, not as a snack. And then for the bracha, you have to bench. What about the other way around? We said this person, for him it's not a meal, but people in general, this would be considered a meal. So he has to say a moitzi. What about the other way around? People do not consider this a meal. This is a very small amount. He personally, for him, that's a meal. Even though he's making a meal out of it. We don't define meal versus non-meal based on the person. We base it on the general populace. Now, the Mishnah Berurah will say that we do look at subgroups. We understand that that. A strapping, vibrant, tall young man in his teens and 20s has a much larger definition of a meal than this nice, small 85-year-old woman, right? So we would define women with women, elderly with elderly, men with men, young with young.
Teenagers are probably in their own category.
Right, so we do recognize that there are different, but the point saying, so whoever group that person is in, if people from that group in general make a meal out of this amount, even he does not consider it a meal, he has to wash and has to bench. The opposite, if the person in that group, most people say that's not enough for a meal, and they happen to be very diminutive, and they're whatever, and they say that's a meal for them. They still only say mezonos and an alamichim. Okay, so that is the basic rules. The Mishnah Berurah is going to get a little bit complicated, but I don't want to run through it. So, Bez Hashem on Monday night, we'll pick up over there.